Honourable Chair, thank you for the opportunity to speak to this distinguished audience today. WHO acknowledges the central role of the BTWC in prohibiting the development, production, acquisition, transfer and use of biologic and toxic weapons. Today, pathogens and all biologic threats exploit our interconnectedness and expose our lack of coordination, lack of solidarity, lack of governance and our societal inequities. State borders do not protect us against disease. What protects us are dynamic and scalable local preparedness and response capacities, strengthened national health institutes, trusted governance and trusted global networks, multidisciplinary, multi-level, multi-sectoral coordination mechanisms and interoperable and equitably distributed resources between countries. What ultimately protects us is speed, scalability and agility. Global health security emerges when we internalize that epidemics begin and end in communities and that global solutions are needed but need to be built from the local up. We need to turn our interconnectedness into our strength by connecting local to global, connecting human, animal and planetary health, connecting our health emergency workforce, connecting our data, our surveillance systems, our research and innovation, our supply chain systems and our finances. WHO's critical role in bringing together health and security concerns is stipulated in the International Health Regulations of 2005. This legally binding instrument is specifically designed to support the world's collective ability to defend against epidemics and public health emergencies. Its implementation is a continued commitment for WHO and its member states to reduce human suffering as well as to mitigate economic and social losses. To fulfill this commitment, WHO works with member states to improve the core capacities for the implementation of the International Health Regulations. For instance, we developed a joint external evaluations, a voluntary, collaborative, multi-sectoral process to assess a country's capacity to prevent and detect rapidly and respond to public health risks occurring naturally or due to deliberate or accidental events. Honourable Chair, global health security requires coherent and collective actions to develop the systems, networks and tools to effectively manage epidemic risks and events and to strengthen national capacity to detect, report and respond to public health risks at their source. With this in mind, WHO has established the Hub for Pandemic and Epidemic Intelligence in Berlin, a new collaboration of countries and partners worldwide, which aims to provide the world with better data, analytics and decisions to detect and respond to health emergencies. Furthermore, WHO is working with governments and international agencies to develop a new framework convention for pandemic preparedness and response. This treaty or convention will be rooted in the WHO constitution and would focus on building a more robust global health architecture to foster a comprehensive multi-sectoral approach to strengthening national, regional and global capacities and resilience to future pandemics. This process will be led by our member states. Another lesson we can draw from the COVID-19 pandemic is that the impact of such an event goes beyond public health, affecting countries' social and economic fabric as well as national and international security. WHO has been strengthening its work on biorisks, including biosafety and biosecurity, the sharing of biologic materials through our new biohub, developing frameworks for investigation of disease origins, and engaging with multiple partners and agencies in biorisk management. Leveraging on this work, WHO contributes to interagency efforts, including support to the Secretary-General's mechanism for the investigation of alleged use of chemical, biologic or toxic weapons. Furthermore, together with UNODA, WHO co-leads the United Nations Biorisk Working Group, an interagency mechanism of 20 entities to date, which was established by the Executive Committee's decision in August 2020. Its objective is to foster better coherence and coordination to respond to accidental and deliberate biologic events. In conclusion, WHO believes that the health consequences of the deliberate use of biologic and toxic agents can be best managed by robust and resilient public health alert and response systems. WHO member states, the BWC member states, already collaborate to strengthen global preparedness capacities, and we will continue to support outbreak alert and response, fully committed to international collaboration, transparency, and technical excellence. Thank you for your attention.